It's Thursday morning, and now live from the Rockefeller Center, New York, please welcome the Big Apple himself, Chris Moyles.
Good Thursday morning to you. The weekend's nearly here. Tomorrow night we'll party and we'll have a little beer. Back to work this morning and we hope you woke up happy. We're still live in New York and yes, the weather is still crappy.
Good morning, everybody.
The Chris Moyles Show. Live from New York City. International Radio 1.
I'd like to welcome all our American listeners this morning. Good morning, everybody, live from New York City. This is the Chris Moyles Show on Radio 1. And here's our very special guest this morning. It's Cousin Reese. You meant to say, hello, ladies.
Sorry.
All right, okay. Thank you to Chad, Kate, and Joel. That's Green Day. Start the show off. So it's getting cold again in New York. The weather's starting to get a bit bitey now. It's still not as bad as the UK, but it ain't no summer out here.
It's chilly, though, isn't it?
Yeah. But we have some amazing news. Amazing news that will shock not only the people of Britain, but especially anybody who's listening in New York, which I'll tell you about in just a few seconds. Last night, myself, Allard, Rachel, and Reese went to, well, we were, as we were told, we were part of some of the first people in the world to see the new King Kong movie. And we will tell that story later. And today we go and interview Jack Black, who's in the King Kong movie, which, by the way, comes out in the US and the UK soon. That's King Kong the movie. You must go and see it.
December the 14th.
In the UK?
Yes.
Or the US?
I think both
in the UK.
Days.
I'm not sure about US, I'll find out, but UK definitely.
Right. So we'll talk about that later. Dave, meanwhile, went to see Knicks versus the Bulls in the NBA, which I was very jealous about. Also, P. Diddy, we spoke to him yesterday, so he'll be on the show today. And also, I've finally gone shopping in New York. I did it yesterday before we all had our meeting at lunchtime. I went out, and I'm very, very excited about my purchase. Thank you. I'll reveal all later. No, literally. That would be ridiculous.
Just tell us what you put on the... It's what I'll do. It's what I'll do.
Right, coming up next, got music from...
Brilliant.
No doubt. And Gwen Stefani, after we get some news and sport with Dominic and Carrie, it's 7 o'clock.
And the Xbox 360 finally goes on sale in the UK at midnight tonight, but it's looking like many will be disappointed. Some stores say they haven't got enough stock to cover all the people who've... You've got one already, yeah?
I've already got one.
Did you take it out with you and just have an American plug in America, or are you still waiting to fit a decent plug?
I'm not a geek.
Okay. 4 minutes past seven.
I'm Jason Page. National Basketball Association Knicks winners at Madison Square Garden in New York. They come from behind to beat the Bulls 109-101. Rookie Channing Frye led the way with 21. Another big game at the Cavaliers, winning in overtime. They beat the Clippers 112-105. Big trade in the National Hockey League. Sharks, they get all-star Joe Thornton from the Bruins in exchange for left winger Marco Sturm, center Wayne Primo, and defenseman Brad Stewart. Major League Baseball, first baseman Paul Konerko spurns offers from the Orioles and Angels, opts to stay in Chicago, signs a 5-year deal worth $60 million. That's a look at American sports. I'm Jason Page for Radio 1.
Thank you, Jason. Thank you, Carrie. Thank you, Dominic.
Thank you.
Lovely.
Just don't feel as though you were putting enough effort in there, Dom. You know,
there's a lot of information he's got there, isn't there?
What?
In this baseball, basketball,
hockey. Jason?
Yeah, Jason.
What's your problem with it?
Well, it's just an awful lot of very, very quick information. You should have had that for the final of the New York competition. Anyone to remember any of that?
My God. I think he just shows...
It's fine.
Dom, I think he just shows what broadcasting is all about.
Yeah. I think it does. And I think we're sadly lacking when it comes to fast information reading.
He is an audio example of the rule. If you apply yourself properly, Dominic, then that's the kind of quality you could be coming out with.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
I'm quite surprised you... I mean, obviously, you know, maybe we're a bit too savvy to that kind of New York style.
Sure.
You know, but I'll certainly pass your comments on to him.
No, I mean, just say, you know, very...
No, that's fine.
Very
I'll
good.
Tell him. So what was it? He reads it too quick?
Well, you know, pacey, you'd say, more than quick. Pacey, punchy,
but you understood all the information, then,
didn't,
right?
Didn't get a word, to be honest with you.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, because it was too quick, or...?
Just because it's too quick and I don't understand baseball or hockey.
Right. Okay. Well, in that case, Well, I have a little word with him.
Yeah,
it's kind of teaching to suck eggs a little bit, I'm sure, but you know, that's fine.
Sounds like a nice bloke. Just, you know, yeah. Slow down.
How are you, Kerry?
I'm fine, thank you.
How was your night last night?
Quite quiet.
Yeah?
I just sat and watched some football.
What did you watch?
Well, I was watching. I've only got a Freeview box, so I haven't got Sky, so I was watching the Gillette soccer special thingy that was on.
There's nothing wrong with
that.
To get the football. When you're a Leeds United fan, that's all you get pretty much these days. Do you know what I mean? You know, you don't really see. You know, the most you see of Alan Rhodes really is maybe either side of Chris Kamara's head.
Lovely.
You know when they do the reports?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Is he the one with the very small tash? It is, isn't it?
He's the one who looks like Lionel Richie.
Yes, that's it.
And Rachel's boyfriend. Yeah.
Yeah.
No. What? No. Yes, he does. Oh, he looks like Chris Kamara.
Hey, she's woken up now.
What? He doesn't look anything like Lionel Richie.
He does.
I'm not rising to that, thank you.
He does not look like him.
Can I? Do you know? For once, I'm going to stick up for Rachel and say that the lot of you are horrid, right?
Yeah.
Mally is a good-looking man who does not look like Lionel Richie. I rang him yesterday, by the way.
Did you?
It rang for ages until he eventually answered and went, "Hello." Anyway, thank you, Dominic. Thank you, Kerry.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jason. 7:08.
Good morning, everybody. Time to get out of your bed. We're normally in London, but we're in New York instead. So get out of bed and shake your leg or even shake your hips. The breakfast here is coffee, but for Mars it's fish and chips.
That's the White Stripes on Radio 1. Cousin Reese is getting a little bit shirty this morning.
Jorgen hasn't had any sleep. You're in a foul mood today.
He is in such a bad mood. Well, you know what he did before the show, didn't he?
Yeah, but the thing that really, really tipped him off is the fact that the security guy downstairs, and it's fair to say that the security here is strict. We said before that it is quicker to get into the United States than the building, right? Is he called you Reese Hoogees?
Rice. Wasn't it?
Rice Hoogees.
Rice Hoogees.
Not Reese Hughes.
Rice Hoogees. And Reese's words were, yeah, it's Reese Hughes actually, in English.
No, Hoogee.
You deaf racist.
This is quite entertaining.
Yeah. But, you have a name?
Yeah, Reese.
That first name or last name?
That's the first name. It's Hughes.
Hoods?
Hughes.
Huge.
Rice Hoogees? And what they do is, I swear this is true, what they do is they get a little, we've said this already, they get a little webcam and they hold it up and they take your photo. And then it prints on a little, temporary security pass. And I've kept all mine. And when we're out back in the UK, we're going to get to put them on the website. Today, the guys haven't come, you know, what's your name?
Dave,
the last name, first name.
It's my first name.
His last name?
Vitti. Vitti.
Titty.
Vitti.
Witty.
Vitti with a V.
Vitti. How do you spell that?
V-I-T-T-Y.
Hang on. V.
I.
Hang on.
I.
I.
T.
Yeah.
T.
Yeah. Vitti. Yeah, here. And then he holds up this little webcam, which obviously, you know the idea. He points at Dave's face. But he doesn't. He just kind of holds up casually. So when he comes to mine, he holds it up and he's not pointing at my face and I kind of move and he's leaning the other way. When I get my pass, it's not a picture of me, but it's a picture of David who stood behind me. So my current security pass for today is somebody else.
Features Hoop Dog.
So funny.
And I'm waiting when I go out later for them. You know, they won't let me back in. It's ridiculous.
Have to call Dave down.
And tell from your shoulder.
Yeah, exactly.
That's in it.
Rice Hoogees. Yeah, you're in the system. I think you found that actually your name, you pronounced it wrong. Oh, sorry about that.
Do you know who I've just put in the system?
Cousin Brucey.
No. The competition winners.
Wow.
Helen's coming out. She's coming here.
She's coming out?
Sorry,
is
out
she?
To America.
I'm in New York and I'm gay, everybody.
She's here. They'll be here later.
Oh, they'll look forward to it. Now, this, I was thinking about this. Is she going to be fit or not?
Don't go into this one.
Now, I got a theory that she's going to be fit. She's going to be cute.
Last time we did this.
She doesn't sound cute on the phone. Mm. Therefore, if she doesn't sound cute, there's a good chance she is cute.
Because the ones that sound good are always hugely disappointing.
Yeah. Sound good on the phone, add two stones.
Remember
it's
those?
Generally.
Remember those twins?
Yeah.
Oh, who could forget them?
Mm. Burnt my fingers.
Huh? They could have broken them if there's.
Seriously.
Should never judge a book by its cover.
No, I know, but doesn't that was one. That was one hell of a cover.
Anyway,
they weighed about the same as a Ford Escort.
So it's Helen, is it? And Danielle, a name?
Yes,
a friend's
Danielle.
Name. I like Danielle. Let's go shopping.
And of course, Joss.
And Jocelyn's here as well.
Yeah.
Hi, everybody. I can't wait to see Joss, actually.
I want to see Joss get past security downstairs.
I want to see Joss get angry. I think you'll find my name is in the system. Hmm. What's your name, Joss? Jocelyn Steiner. Rice Huggies. Anyway, so we'll meet our competition winner later on this morning. Find the next half hour, isn't it?
Yep.
Cool. 7:18 in the morning around the world on Radio 1. I love this record. Technical Joe is dancing in his chair like Bill Cosby at the beginning of the Cosby Show.
I think everybody's overly tired
I think
today.
So too.
I think so. That was so funny. I turned around and Joe sitting behind me, bouncing up and down his chair, doing the same arm movements as you know the Bill the Cosby Show
yeah.
when he used to dance at the beginning. Yeah. Well, it was just like that, but like a white pasty version. I love that track. Bron Reynolds comes out next week. It's Rocket, a Natural Gambler is the name of it. Love it. Right, that'll do. Blimey, look at the time already. It's 7:21. So, Jocelyn will be here shortly with a competition winner and her friend, Danielle. Let's go shopping, Danielle. Do they have any good shops here? That's what she'll be asking you.
Okay.
I went shopping yesterday morning, after the show.
You did?
I was very excited. I went to buy some pants and socks.
For
really
you?
Nice.
Because I'm running out.
Wait for you, yeah?
Yeah, they weren't a present for all the team. Thank you, Rachel, for really working so hard. Here's some socks.
Well, I'm running out too, so it would have been handy.
I'm all right.
Dial that number for me, please, Alan.
Yeah.
No, but I'm wearing a pair today. I might model them for you if you want to have a look.
No, you're all right.
Okay. Right, Sting Ring in the US, it's through. Lovely.
Hope you guys have a great day. Bye.
Oh. She's not hanging around, is she, for God's sake?
She was happy, Bunny, wasn't
woo!
She?
Woo! I love that kind of random woo that Americans do. Woo! Roxanne! Woo! And then she's like, yeah, thanks for that. Have a nice day. Clunk.
Bit like the film.
She said, have a nice day, though, which is nice. That was Christy Peterson from Camp Hill, Pennsylvania. You could move there. She's an underwriter for an insurance company, and her best mate, Lisa, lives in Middlesex. And, Lisa has spread the word and got her listening to the show. So there you go. Apparently she's coming to New York on Saturday to visit Strawberry Fields.
It's very nice.
Go on.
Were we near there the other day?
Yeah, we were.
Is that in Central Park?
Yes, a bit. It's a kind of tribute bit of Central Park where, to John Lennon.
Right.
And he got shot outside the Dakota Building. Mm. That's where he lived.
I know.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just telling you.
Thanks.
So here's a bizarre one for you. Right, so Jocelyn and competition winner and her friend are flying out today. In fact, they've landed.
They've arrived, yeah.
They've already landed. And they flew with?
Virgin, I think.
Virgin.
Yeah.
Right. Anybody have a problem with that?
Nope.
No. Because you're flying from London to New York. You think, I'll go with a British airline or whatever. I'll go with Virgin.
You can support Brits.
Why not? Hmm. I'll get me there, be fine. I understand that. But make common sense to me. What I don't understand is why the journalists that flew out yesterday and the girl from press flew with Indian Airways. Now, is that just me, or does that seem a bit odd?
To America.
Do you know what I mean?
Are you sure? I thought they went on American Airways.
Indian Airways?
Well, maybe they were doing good deals.
Maybe they were. I just thought it was a very odd choice.
I think I've flown Indian Airways once.
Airwaves?
Airways.
No, you're thinking of that chewing gum, that spicy gum. That's Indian Airwaves.
Where's the...
Rogan Josh. I just thought that was very odd.
See, I use it to fly to India.
What, Virgin?
No.
Right, okay. Well, you could do that.
Not really interested.
Yeah. Hang on, stop. That was a bit harsh.
What?
That was a bit harsh.
Sorry.
Pick on Alan. What's your problem?
Nothing.
It's because you went to the Knicks game last night and were bored out of your head.
I was not bored. How rude.
We're going to talk about that later.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't heard this.
And we've got to tell our story about going to see King Kong.
Woo!
Which the movie comes out soon in the US and the UK.
December the 14th.
When we've done this Jack Black interview and we have it and they can't stop us because it's recorded and on tape, can we stop, you know... Will the movie company stop moaning that we're not mentioning the film enough?
They're not.
Every single day.
They said it once.
I'm starting to talk about this movie more than I'm talking about myself. And that simply can't happen. 727. Ayo, this is Marshall.
Ayo.
This is Marshall. Radio 1.
Right, Eminem at Radio 1, beautiful. Right, coming up, the brilliant Kanye West record that heard him say track, and Love Story, Bushwhacker and Leo, and some Coldplay. All coming up after we get some news from Dominic at 7:31.
It's gone 7:35.
I'm Jason Page. All right, so they told me to dumb it down a bit for you, Dom. Said I talk a little too fast. We'll start in the NBA. Stands for National Basketball Association, where the Knicks won. They beat the Bulls. Final score wasn't all that important. Pistons and Cavaliers, they were also winners, as were the Miami Heat. Hockey news, they play that on frozen water.
Yeah, Bruins, I know.
Trading
I know.
Their best player for three players that aren't as good. All-star center Joe Thornton leaves Boston. He'll go to play for the team in San Jose, California. Golf news. You'd like that on the other side of the pond. Mm. Ernie L's about to return to competitive golf. He'll do that on Thursday in South Africa in the $4 million Nedbank Golf Challenge. He missed 2 months after surgery on his left knee. That's your American Sports Update. I'm Jason Page for Radio 1.
Thank you, Jason.
I hope that
was a little bit clearer for you there, Dominic.
I'm familiar with that. I'm just glad ice hockey's played on frozen water. We can all relax now.
Now you know.
Yeah. That's the National Basketball Association.
I love the way he says golf. That's great. Golf?
So, Keira Knightley is filming Pirates of the Caribbean 3.
Yeah.
Not 2.
2's three.
Already been made.
Yeah.
2's done.
But has 2 been out yet?
No.
No.
Right.
So she's filming 3.
They're doing like a double up thing of getting them in the bag.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. Like they did with Lord of the Rings. They filmed them all over like 2 years, didn't they?
Do you know what? And I've got to say, they wasted so much time and money because I haven't even watched any of them yet.
Same director, of course, who directed King Kong, Peter Jackson.
which I saw last night. Rachel, myself, Allard and Reese.
Hello, ladies.
Raz Hoopies.
We were the first people in the world to see a screening of King Kong.
Nice. Wow. Maybe we should get Reese to say hello, King Kong.
Hello, King Kong.
How was it? Come on.
That sounds wrong.
Honestly?
Yeah.
I can't make my mind up. I can't decide.
It was good.
Now, Rachel thought it was good. Allard thought it was great. Reese thought it was absolutely superb. I'm not... I just don't know what I think.
I thought you would have loved it.
The brilliant bits are brilliant, right? However, there are some odd bits in it.
It is a bizarre story, but as Reese said to us last night, you have to suspend your disbelief.
I've got to say, well, this is my problem with it, Dominic.
Yeah, because it's about a massive gorilla, isn't it? So you've got to suspend it a bit.
There are bits in this movie which, and I have to say it, are quite unbelievable.
But there's a lot of things that are unbelievable in films.
65-foot monkey.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That I can go with. Yeah, but that I don't have a problem with.
Well, but, what was unbelievable then?
Well, I don't want to give too much away. I mean, I think it's a... And also, I don't know what age they're going to put on it, because there's some... Without getting into too much detail, there are some fight scenes in that are quite brutal, right?
Very cleverly done.
But then... and so that's that wouldn't be right for the kids. But then there's other scenes where it's just that American gushy crap, which, you know, isn't my cup of tea either.
I like those.
Rachel loved those bits. I'm sorry, but, you know, here's a grown woman getting teary over a 65-foot monkey. Now...
It was quite emotional at the end.
No, it wasn't emotional.
Yes, it is.
It was ridiculous.
I nearly cried.
I really want to tell you the last line in the movie, and I won't, because it because I was saying to Sophie yesterday, she went, oh, don't tell me, you'll ruin it. But what do you mean you ruin it?
Does it have the word monkey in it?
I've got to be... No, it doesn't. Oh. But I've got to be honest. Well, you know, it ends, okay? There is no cliffhanger in case they make Kong 2. He's back, and this time he's peed off. There's none of that going on.
How do you know? They could do.
Yeah.
Well...
They could make a sequel.
It's just... But some of it is visually absolutely spectacular. Really amazing.
And I can't wait to see it.
Other bits of it make you go... I'm sitting in this movie theatre last night, and I'm...
In the movie theatre.
Reese is so excited. And every so often, he just keeps nudging me and going, yeah, like that. And I'm sitting there, and at one point, I'm there going, oh, do me a favour, come on. That is so unbelievable. I'll go with the big monkey man thing, you know? I'll go with the fact... Now, for a start... you know, he's got the woman in his hand, and he's running through the jungle, and he's moving her all over the place. That, you speak to Dr. Mark Hamilton, she would have got severe brain damage from that.
I thought it was set in New York.
You're right.
The jungle.
That is unbelievable.
It is unbelievable, and he's swinging her around left and right. Now, she'd have been knocked unconscious, and she would have had some severe, severe problems going on. But no, she drops to the floor and picks herself up and runs off. I don't think so. Plus, as well, she didn't have any shoes on. Now, she was in that jungle for ages.
She would have had shoes.
Hard skin on her feet.
Yeah, but I've got hard skin, but even my feet would have been bleeding or cut or something like that. Just not believable.
But you have to forget all that.
Why?
Because you do. So you believe, like, Star Wars, you know?
Yes.
Star Wars is based on facts. Okay, true or false, and I'll prove this right now to anybody who doubts Star Wars. True or false, Rachel, space exists.
Yes.
True or false. That is a fair question. Question number two. True or false, space is so big that man hasn't explored all of it yet.
True. Okay.
Certainly not the Dagobah system.
Right, that's right. That's right. So, therefore, true or false, Star Wars is true. True. So they, and that is a scientific fact, my friend.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
There
are
stars.
You are being a bit pedantic, aren't you, on the detail there?
Who?
You.
On what detail?
On the shoes and the, like, she's being shaken around.
All right, okay. All right, I'll tell you what I'll do, Carrie, right?
Mm-hmm.
I will shake you around, right?
Mm-hmm.
On a big island.
Yeah.
Right? And then you let you run through a jungle for 2 hours in your bare feet. And you're not allowed to bring any makeup or a change of clothes. And I bet you look rough.
Her makeup stayed on very well throughout the movie.
Didn't it? And that, for me, is just not believable. I rest my case, everybody. Even Princess Leia got some muck on her in Star Wars. Oh, no, sorry, no. No, no, that was the other video I've got. That was Star Wars, wasn't it?
Okay.
That's right. Bye, Dom.
Bye.
Bye, Carrie.
Bye.
Burgers, pizza, too. New York has lots of food. But Chris can't get pork scratching, so he's in a funny mood. Think he's missing home and his lovely girlfriend Sophie. To cheer him up, we'll take him out for a great big cup of coffee.
7:42 in the morning. Good morning.
The Chris Moyle Show. Live from New York City. International Radio.
Leo and Bushwhacker, love story. 7:49 in the AM, Dave. That's what they say.
In the AM.
Yeah.
It's
in the AM.
2:49 in New York, of course.
It is, unless it's going out in New York on Sirius, and then it's the right time.
It's too confusing. No,
unless
to get
they're listening, listening again, it could be any time. Mm. If they're listening in LA, it's a completely different time. In Chicago, it's a different time. But Middlesbrough. Still the same time.
7:49.
So we've been going out with our Gabby Cabby all this week. He's been taking us to various sites in New York, and we've done the Empire State Building, and we went to Harlem to go to the soul food restaurant, Sylvia's Soul Food Restaurant, in Central Park. Yesterday we went to the site Ground Zero. We went to. Dave's never been to New York before.
Mm-hmm.
I've been before, and you'll hear all this in the package. Basically, what Peter wanted to do was to take us out and show us all of New York, you know, the showbiz side of it, the day-to-day side of it, so to get a full, you know, view of the city, that he felt that we should go to Ground Zero. So we went, we brought a tape machine, and we got Gabby Cabby's thoughts on New York after 9/11 and all that kind of stuff. Dave and I were on the air on Radio 1 during the afternoon show on the day, and that changed our show that day completely and for the rest of the week. And it was quite an emotional week for everybody involved. So anyway, this is what happened when we went to Ground Zero yesterday in New York.
Go to Newsbeat with Claire Bradley. It's 3:30.
Both Twin Towers in New York have collapsed after a suspected terrorist attack.
Doing the normal show today just because of the devastation that is happening in New York. It's chaos there at the moment. In case you haven't heard the news, it's very shocking. Two planes have crashed into the World Trade Center in New York.
Just over 4 years ago, we were doing the afternoon show, and I remember vividly, we're in the studio just before we went on the air, and Greyhead, who was producing at the time, came down and he said, you must put on the television. And it was just at the point where one of the aircrafts had gone into one of the towers. We were there and we saw the whole thing happen. We saw the two towers come down, we saw all the commotion, and it's something that I will never ever forget. And here we are, stood on the site of Ground Zero, and it's quite eerie, actually.
It's a very weird thing. I never came to New York before when the Twin Towers were up, but I came the year after. And stood here at Ground Zero, and we're stood in front of, we're stood at the side of the Burger King, which anybody who's been to New York will know. It's on the corner of Liberty Street and Trinity, and even then there were still holes in the wall from the where the buildings had hit, and large chunks of concrete had hit the surrounding buildings.
They're now rebuilding though, aren't they? I mean, where you look across, you can see the foundations of what will be the new buildings on the new World Trade Center plot.
But as you stand here now, and there are people all around us kind of quietly taking photos and kind of reading the history, and a lot of people just walk up, have a look, and then kind of silently walk away. Even now, 4 years on, you know, even though I've never lived here and I wasn't here at the time, and it's still a very kind of eerie place to be.
You'll never forget where you were. It's one of those things where everybody, I think, knows where they were at the time when they found out, and it just lives with you.
New Yorkers became very close. They all got together. There were people directing traffic. There were people doing all types of things. So it really, in my entire adult life in New York City, I was never more proud to be a New Yorker than I was in those days.
Coldplay and Talk on Radio 1. Before that, our little trip down to Ground Zero, which is still a little bit here, isn't it? Still a little bit. Oh, well, you've never been before.
I've never been before, but I thought we should go.
I don't know if they are building. I don't know if they know what they're building yet. I can't remember what we if it's been decided upon or not. But you know, when we're looking down, because the building was so big, all the girders and everything like that. Would that be right?
It could have been the foundations from the Twin Towers that came down, and I wasn't sure. Yeah, whether they were the old ones or whether they're, because I know that they are rebuilding upon that site.
Yeah. But I think they're going to do. Aren't they going to do a little square or something like that, like a remembrance?
I'm not sure. Tell you the truth.
Right, so we'll, P. Diddy, we spoke to yesterday on the show. No, we didn't. We spoke to him yesterday off the show, and then you'll hear him today on the show. That makes sense. First of all, somebody give me a bass line. So you'll hear from Mr. P. Diddy from our chat yesterday. I'm so fly, aren't I, hey, Dave? Do you like that?
You're very slick, actually.
Okay.
Somebody
bring
give
the
me
drums
a bass
in.
Line.
Thanks. All right, my pleasure. I'm completely out, aren't I?
You don't add anything to it for me.
Satellite delay, though, so it's getting played in for London. What? Watch this. Mikey, stop it. There you go. See that? Almost seamless. Mikey, start it. See that? You like that?
I like it when you say, give me a bass line.
Do you want me to do it again?
Yeah.
Okay. Quiet, girls. Okay, watch. Somebody give me a bass line. Thanks.
Like that. Super fly.
Stop it now, stop. Allard, you have a go. Have a go. Go on, off you go, Allard.
Okay. Give me a bass line.
That's not the same.
That's not in work.
I'll show you. Ready?
Okay.
Somebody give me a bass line.
That's clever.
Yeah. Stop. Okay, Allard, off you go. I bet it doesn't work.
Give me a bass line. No,
yeah,
it doesn't work.
Nothing. You just sound like an idiot.
Don't
yeah.
I? Mm.
We'll meet Mr. P. Diddy and find out how we got on with him yesterday in just a bit. Also got a brand new track to play from the album that he's been working on, which he'll tell you about in a second. In fact, he introduces the track.
He does.
I have now nothing to do for 20 minutes.
You're redundant.
I am. So I'm off. I'm going to go shopping. There's going to be some 24-hour shops, right, Alan? Do you know about the shopping?
There are, yes.
I might even go to Ray's Pizza around the corner, which is getting so much business from this show, it hurts. Right, Franz Ferdinand plays in a second as well after we get some news and sport with Dominic and Kerry. It's 2 minutes past seven.
Now 6 minutes past eight.
Kerry, can I just ask you a favour, if you wouldn't mind? Could you just read me the top line of your first sport bulletin thing?
I can, yes.
Thanks.
Liverpool inflicted more misery on Sunderland last night. Luis Garcia and Steven Gerrard on target in the first half.
Right. Anybody else scoring for Liverpool?
Are
you sure? I want to get this 100% right. So it was Luis Garcia
and
Steven Gerrard.
No.
Right, so just those two.
Just those two, yeah.
£10 to me, slaphead.
I thought it was a fiver.
It was a tenner, Dom.
No, it was a tenner.
Was it?
You know it. Egg for a head.
Well, do you know what? I'm happy with the 3 points, so I'll give you a tenner, graciously.
And didn't you also take £100?
No.
No, you didn't.
No,
that's fine, because actually, no, if you had done, you would have won. So
yeah.
I'm glad you didn't.
Yeah.
That's fine. So you owe me a tenner.
I do, yeah. Do you want me to send it to you, or do you want to wait until you're back in the UK?
To be quite honest, because the bet is on Peter Crouch scoring, I'm quite happy to go for a double or quits on the next game, and I reckon...
Are you?
You know, I could, by Christmas, you know, this time next Christmas, we'll be millionaires.
God, that's a hard one. Not that I should, you know, endorse
So you
gambling.
Owe me £10. When's your next game? Saturday?
Yeah, Wigan.
Wigan?
Mm.
Yeah, I'll take double or quits on that.
I'll get back to you on that.
Really?
Yeah.
You're such a yellow belly. Right, yesterday, Dave and I met Mr. P. Diddy. Mr. Diddy Doddy Doddy Man. Hear the results of that in a couple of records time.
New York, New York, it's really good. So good they named it twice. But we're booked into a cheap hotel that isn't all that nice. We're still polite and very kind. We're on our best behavior. Spread the word to the Yanks that Chris Moyles is the savior. The Chris Moyles Show. Live from New York City, International Radio.
Right, it's Jermania at Radio 1 and Superstar So. Mr. P. Diddy has not done an interview for the UK for about 3 years. We'll come to New York for the week. He's desperate to speak to us. Isn't that right, Dave?
That's right. He insisted.
We met up with him yesterday. This is what happened.
The Chris Moyle Show, live from New York City, International Radio 1.
All right, so we are live in New York. We have come to a nice little bar, and Dave and I are proud to be sitting in the presence of Mr. P. Diddy.
Yeah.
And a live audience.
Getting drunk.
Not yet. You know, I don't, personally, I don't like to drink. Well, okay.
It's a bit early for us.
Getting drunk. Okay, you can get drunk. First of all, how are you, man?
I'm doing great. Doing great. Glad you guys could be here.
Well, it's great that you can come and talk to us, because we know you haven't, you know, it's been a good few years since we've heard from you in the UK.
Man. Yeah, I miss all my UK brothers and sisters.
We're missing you, man.
But I have some great news. My return is near.
Really?
My return is near, yes. 06, I plan on coming there and basically taking over London.
That's good.
In the UK, giving some positive energy to the whole atmospheric pressure. And, buying a little loft or something there, palatial estate in the country.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you got a place in London yet or not?
No, I'm looking.
All right.
All realtors, you could email me some pictures.
That might be a lot of emails now.
Yeah. I'm trying to come for 6 months, really.
Really?
You know? Yeah, I'm trying to come for, I want to do 6 months real hard, you know?
You can stay at my place.
Yeah.
I've got a spare room.
Yeah, you could do a flat swap.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
You could come over here.
I'll come and live in your place here. You come and live in my place. Now, my place in London might be a bit small.
Small? How small?
It's like 2 bedrooms. It's it's more of an apartment than a house.
Okay.
Just an apartment.
It's got a garden.
Yeah.
It's pretty, you know?
I'll stop by.
Oh, yeah. So just let me know in advance so I can change the sheets. And stuff. You know, I don't want you sleeping in skanky sheets.
I travel with my own sheets, don't worry.
That's probably very wise, especially in some of the London places. So what do I call you? Can I call you Mr. Diddy? Do I call you Sir?
You call me Diddy.
Diddy?
Yeah.
I like that. You call me Chris.
Hey, Chris.
You can call him Dave.
Hello, Mr.
Actually,
Dave.
You can call him whatever you want.
Yeah, I'm not bothered with that.
All right.
I'm quite precious about the Chris thing, but he's he doesn't
I'll answer
care.
To anything.
Yeah, that's true, including idiot. So tell me, what are you up to? You've got a lot of stuff going on, and you've got the biggie album coming out in January next year.
Yeah, this is this is a huge time for me musically. I have the new biggie album that I just finished producing, and it comes out January 2nd out here in the UK. And the album is just incredible. Very proud of this, and it's also an emotional album because it's the final chapter. Mm-hmm. This is the last album, the last body of work we're gonna put out for Biggie, besides the greatest hits or something in the future. But this is the last body of original work, and it's a duets album. You know, following in the footsteps of the great ones like Ray Charles and Nat King Cole and Frank Sinatra. This is a duets album where the greatest in the world of hip hop have come together to do duets with Biggie. So everybody from Eminem to Snoop Dogg to Jay-Z to myself to Nas, Ludacris, the list just goes on, Akon, Mary J. Blige, everybody's on this album with Biggie, and it's come out incredible. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
I mean, it's just a true testament to the love people had for Big. And when you hear the vocals that these guys put on these tracks, it's incredible. And we have a duet with Bob Marley, you know?
Yeah, that's gonna sound amazing, but also be quite a weird kind of thing to do. Mm-hmm. You know, like you were saying, obviously, the whole album's gotta be emotional for you. But then that's gonna be an amazing track.
I mean, as with technology today and as a producer, I can't say it was weird. It was definitely, it gave you goosebumps because you have two great artists that, thanks to technology and to the families, because we have to agree, his family and our family having mutual respect for each other, and putting those two voices together to it like extends their legacy and their art form, and it's a great creative collaboration that people are going crazy over.
That's gonna be some hell of an album.
Yeah.
And then you're working on your album.
Yes, I'm working on my Biggie's comes out January 2nd. Make sure everybody y'all go get that. And my album, I'm working on in the studio, working on my album now. I'm coming to rock the house and to basically have some fun.
When can we expect the new stuff from you then?
You should expect that like April or May. Yeah. And you could definitely expect a world tour. You could expect me spending a lot of time in London. I'm a big fan of the UK, you know. Right. Really, I've come in and out. I've never got a chance to spend time there and experience the whole culture and lifestyle. And I definitely look forward to it. I'm a big fan of the UK, yeah.
Well, you'll be pleased to know they've recently started to change the drink laws, so you can now get a drink later.
Yeah?
Yeah. Because London's meant to be this big 24-hour city, but it's not.
Yeah, I mean, I travel with a bottle, so I've never really had a problem like that.
That's what
I travel with a bottle, yeah.
I travel with food.
We're looking around for late-night drinks. We should take our own.
We will have, I will be opening a little after-hours spot wherever I'm at, and all of London is invited. You know.
We'll be there.
Maybe not all of London.
Yeah, I mean all of London. Really? I'm a people person.
Even
you know,
him?
You know, you have these celebrities that don't really love the people. They don't really like to be touched and all that. You know, I like to get real down and gritty. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm the same. It just depends where they're gonna touch me. You know, I just.
Oh yeah, I mean me too. I'm not trying to be touched everywhere, but you know, I want you to feel me if I'm gonna be in the area. You know?
Yeah, but then again, it depends what they look like.
Yeah, unless you want them to.
Yeah, it's not a cast iron rule.
No.
You know, I think you've got to
take each one as it comes, as it were.
Right. Yeah.
So this is it. There's so much stuff to talk to you about. We're gonna let me wrap up some of this other stuff. The clothing line, the whole Sean John thing. I bought a couple of shirts a couple of years ago.
Yes.
But I've since put on a bit of weight.
Mm-hmm.
So
we have the big and beautiful line.
Well, this I need.
We have the big and beautiful line for you.
I do need. I foolishly bought the large, and I'm really an XL.
Yeah.
Yeah, so,
I mean, we could fix that.
Yeah, I mean, I brought them along if I could get a refund or something.
No problem.
Right. You still got the receipts.
After the interview. I just wanted to mention it, really.
That's the great thing. When y'all are in New York, make sure you stop by the store. It's on Fifth Avenue and 41st Street, the Sean John store. And after this interview, I'll send you there, and they'll be waiting for you. And they'll also give you a couple of gifts from me.
All right, well, listen, let's play a record, and then I want to ask you about New York.
Yeah, definitely. Let's make sure we play the new single. That from the Biggie album.
Okay.
This right here is called Nasty Girl, and it's featuring myself, Nelly, Jagged Edge, Avery Storm, and of course the Notorious B.I.G. Yeah, album in stores January 2nd. But this right here, this is the warm up, y'all. Listen to this, it's incredible.
Alright, so that's the single Nasty Girl on Radio 1.
Nasty Girl on Radio 1. It's alright to be a nasty girl. It's not a nasty thing. It's a sexy party thing. So, you know.
Not nasty.
Not nasty in a nasty way.
But sometimes.
In a good way.
Yeah. But sometimes nasty can be good.
Yeah, yeah.
Alright, so we're here in New York for the week. We've been doing a show here for the last few days. And you are Mr. New York.
Yes.
You run New York.
I wear that badge proudly. I love New York. I'm a native New Yorker, and this is my city.
You a big sport fan?
Yeah,
because we're sports fans. We're football, which is what they call soccer.
Yes, yes.
And I was looking at all the interests that you have and all the businesses that you have, and the one thing that Dave and I both realize is you don't own an English football club.
Yes.
So. We both support different teams, but we want to know if you'd like to buy one of our clubs.
I mean, I was looking at, I heard Arsenal was possibly for sale, but they said, nah, it's not really for sale. So
yeah, see, now, we...
That's the only thing that had came on the charts, but if you have any, I want to know what your teams are like. Maybe I could look at purchasing one of your teams.
Well, as a little taster,
okay,
Mr. Diddy, right, these are the two shirts from our two teams, okay?
Our teams, right, Chris supports Leeds United, I support Everton. This is the Leeds shirt.
Look at this Leeds United shirt.
Okay.
Right, with some very fit athletes running around.
Yes.
And I think this is the shirt of the club that you should buy. This is my beloved
Leeds
team.
Leeds United.
LWDS, Leeds.
Okay.
Now, we're having a bit of a... Not a great time at the moment, but we're heading back. We're coming back to glory. So that's my shirt. And then Dave's shirt.
This is Everton.
Now, I think it's a very dull blue there. There's not much life
like that
in that shirt. I don't want to twist you anyway on this.
Mm-hmm.
But from the shirts alone, because obviously we couldn't, you know, show you all the videos and everything. But if you were to buy a club, it would be mine, right?
Man, I ain't gonna lie, I have to rock with Everton.
What?
You see? I'd have to rock with Everton, yeah. I ain't gonna lie, I'd have to
because
rock with Everton.
Because this is a big club, a proper club.
What?
I'd have to rock with Everton.
What? Yeah. Why? What?
He's gonna buy Everton.
Right, I'm storming out this interview, aren't I?
Well, listen, as a taster, you can take the shirt.
Thank you very much.
That would look good in the Sean John shop as well.
Yes, definitely.
Would you like my shirt?
Yes, I would like your shirt.
Yeah, see,
I like your shirt,
right?
I want my shirt too. I mean, how'd you guys wreck it, though? Be honest with you. What's going on with the season? Who's in first place out there?
Well, we're in different leagues, you see.
Yeah. Well, what out of us two, or just generally the whole thing?
The whole thing.
Chelsea. The London club are doing quite well. They're kind of storming ahead.
They don't need any investment.
No, they're fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to buy anything.
Right.
They've got some big Russian man.
I'll get some copies of our accounts sent over and you can have a look at them.
Yeah, right.
See what you think.
Fly over and have a look.
Yeah.
But no, you should definitely get to some games when you're in London.
Oh yeah. I would love to.
All right, so back to New York, okay? Let's very quickly run through some stuff. I want to know from you, especially for the people listening back home, there's obviously a lot of people from the UK come out to New York, especially Christmas time. Mm-hmm. Places to do, things to do, where to eat, for example. Where's some good places to eat, or a great place to eat?
You can eat my restaurant, Justin's, and we're on 21st Street, between 5th and 6th. That's a great restaurant. There's also...
What sort of food is Justin's?
Justin's is like Southern cuisine, soul food.
All right. You know what I'm saying? Cool.
Yeah, soul food. 5-star dining soul food. You have like baked chicken, fried chicken. You have, you have meatloaf. You have your steak.
Yeah.
You have your collard greens.
Ribs,
yeah.
Black-eyed peas.
Black-eyed peas, rice, you know.
I'm there.
Curry chicken.
Let's go.
So you have that. Then there's a great Italian restaurant, Patsy's, on 56th Street. I'm into Italian Patsy's. And you have also Cipriani's down on West Broadway and Broome.
Cool.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, if once you're here, you hit a couple of those, you'll be just right. And tell them I sent you. Tell them Diddy sent you.
And if we wanted to go for a drink beforehand, nice bar or something.
Mm. Yeah,
before we go for dinner, because we like a couple of beers before we have our dinner.
Yeah.
See, I like some down low spots. So you know, if you want to have a drink, I like the Dream Hotel. That's on 56th Street. A friend of mine, you know, named Vic Rom. He owns that. It's a very nice place. They have like a nice little penthouse bar. You know, I like small, intimate, cozy.
Right.
Tight areas, you know. That I would have to say that's a real nice spot. Also the Mandarin Oriental. They have their sky bar is very nice.
Right. Well, we should
do a bit of that, won't we?
Yeah, definitely check that.
Yeah.
And if people wanted to do some shopping, I have no idea where you may suggest people to go for clothes.
Yeah, I also got to recommend the 40/40 Club for all the sports fans out there. My man Jay Z has the 40/40 Club, and that's on 22nd, I think. No, 24th. 24th.
Right.
On 24th Street in New York. Yeah.
Whose place is that?
Jay-Z.
Oh, cool.
They show the football in there, do they?
Yeah, they show football in there. Show every sport.
Show your football, then.
They show soccer. Soccer football. Yeah.
he hasn't bought your club yet.
He hasn't seen the accounts yet.
Yeah, well, you know, he's got both shirts.
He needs to see the growth potential.
Well, listen, I'm going to let you go because I know you're a busy man, and we want to take a look at that bar as well. Thank you for chatting with us.
Thank you.
Don't forget, the album is out January 2nd.
January 2nd, the Biggie album, Notorious B.I.G., The Final Chapter. Everybody in the world of hip-hop is on this album. It's a classic. Make sure you get it. It's not just an album. It's an event. It's a part of history.
And then new stuff from you in April.
Yeah, new stuff from me in April. Look for me. Look for me out there, you know, the top of next year. The return of Diddy to the U.K. And, you know, forget all the rumors or the myths. You're gonna get to feel me and see me straight live and in the place. And you know, also all the realtors out there, I'm looking for something very, very, very unique and sexy. So when I'm there, I could do a lot of entertaining and socialize and meet a lot of people from all walks of life, all areas, you know.
And don't forget, in the meantime, I've got that spare room.
Yeah, no, but I'm gonna have yours. I'm gonna have yours as a little jump off spot.
That's fine.
Yeah,
that's
we call that the jump off spot. You know, when I'm creeping.
Yeah.
When I'm on a down low or something. You
when
know.
When you're coming in under the radar.
Yeah, under the radar, I get to go in. You know.
Yeah.
Maybe somebody I need to meet over there and talk about some things.
You're laughing because you don't have a spare room and I do. So that's why he can't stay yours because he'd be sleeping on the couch. And you can't. Did he sleep on the couch?
Very true.
Thanks a lot, man.
Yeah.
Appreciate
that boy,
it.
Baby.
Really good to meet you, man.
That's right.
He's a very shy guy, isn't he? Mm. You know, I mean, and he, you know, it's very rare with Mr. Diddy that he talks about himself. And we were honoured to get that exclusive. And I don't know if you listened closely or not, but he mentioned a few of his businesses.
He was quite forthcoming with his self-promotion at times.
Listen, this is how it works, right? You kiss their ass. And then they come to the UK, then they come in the studio, and then we play with them. That's
kiss
how it
their
works.
Ass, they buy you shoes.
Yeah. Reese?
That's right.
Hey.
We got a phone call. Right. Can we say, should we say it? We got a phone call. Let me just.
This is outrageous, this story,
let me
by the way.
This is funny. Dominic and Carrie, you're going to love this, right?
Okay.
Okay.
So we do the interview with Mr. Diddy, and I mentioned his shirts, right? I do the gag about his shirts, and I, you know, I want a credit slip or whatever. I just want to exchange them against. No, yeah. We'll hook you up with some Sean John merchandise, get you down to the store, and that's not a problem. It's not a problem. Within seconds of the interview finishing, the woman who's kind of with Mr. Diddy, and he turned up, by the way, with himself, a driver, and two minders, and that was about it.
That's pretty good.
That's so, you good know, for
not
him.
A big. Yeah, not a big entourage at all. Plus the two people from the record company, the two people filming him and his assistant. But, you know, but he actually just turned up with a few. Mm. So so the interview finishes and the girl from the record company goes, the woman spoke to me already and what they're going to do is sort out a time when you can go down to the store and they'll kit you out with a load of clothes and stuff like that. And I'm like, oh, you don't have to do that. It's just, you know, it's only a joke on the air. No, that's not a problem. It'd be our pleasure. And or they'll just send you loads and loads of clothes. And I'm like, bingo, get in.
Mm.
So we go out last night. Me and Reese and Allard and Rachel go to the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Dave goes to the Knicks game. I really wanted to go to the Knicks game last night.
Mm.
So Dave goes to that. He's uncontactable because, of course, you've got to switch your phone off. In the meantime, Reese gets a phone call from the woman at the record company going, yeah, hi, this is Reese. I just wanted to know what Chris and his co-host shoe size were. So Reese goes, Chris's is a 10. And then he takes his trainer off, looks at the label, goes, and his co-host is an 11. So thanks very much.
They were for me.
That's cheeky.
And they were nicked
by
him.
Not anymore.
And he'll still look like Alexi Sale with his stupid free shoes.
Hello, free trainers.
Rice Hoogies.
That's right. Rice Hoogies in his new sneakers. Anyway, so there was P. Diddy. Photos of us online, and to prove it, photos of me and Mr. Diddy with a Leeds shirt and Dave and Mr. Diddy with an Everton shirt. It's very, very surreal. Right, Allard's package coming up next. Today, you're talking about
sport.
Sport in New York. Will be interesting for Carrie, that one. So stand by for that. We need to go late to the news. 8:35.
8:39.
He probably owns it, to be fair.
That's,
you know,
true,
what I mean?
Yeah. Mm.
So what roads would you recommend, Diddy?
Yeah, I'd definitely recommend the A90, mm-hmm. which is my road in 5. especially the southbound B981 junction.
Yes.
The 4th Road Bridge, which See? I recently purchased that bridge as well. I'm going to call it, instead of the 4th Road Bridge, Diddy Bridge.
My friend owns the A91. My other friend owns the A89.
That's right.
We got all
I'm
three.
I'm slap bang in the middle. That's right. And I just want to say, when I was talking about football, to all the Fulham fans, that I'm Diddy, but the guy who does the hard times,
Reece.
That's Diddy David Hamilton. So, you know, sorry, Alan, you ruined my joke there. What the hell is your problem?
He was cheating. You asked him a specific order, and he was trying to cheat.
All right.
And I couldn't stop him.
You'll have your moment in a second. And we know you're here, and there's a mic in front of you, and you have headphones on. Just, you know, just take it easy. Reese equals me! Talk to me! I've got to talk to Carrie, you know? I don't want to feel, you know, her to feel left out. How you doing, Carrie?
Hello, I'm very well.
I haven't got time for you. Allard needs to tell me something. What is it, Allard?
I have nothing to say.
No, go on, what is it?
I haven't got nothing to say. Well, I don't know where the gag is.
Who's going with it?
Me, I'll go with it.
Okay.
Important shoe news.
Mm-hmm.
Bearing in mind, Mr. Diddy wanted to give me some shoes.
Yeah.
Because we got on so well yesterday. and Reese stole my shoes.
No, you were unavailable.
That's not true. He didn't try. Right, he decided
to just give his own.
But the great thing is, though, that you will have given the wrong size because you gave them to his American person.
Reese. Oh,
so
no,
then
Reese.
They will fit me.
Yeah.
You see?
Oh, no, Reese. Just as well we thought of that, wasn't it, Reese? Yeah! Because when you take your trainer off, Dave, what it normally says is, UK size, 10, US size, 11, Europe size, 44 and a half. That's right, we're all covered, Dave. So thank you, good night, thanks for playing. No new trainers for you, sucker!
The Chris Moyle Show. Live from New York City, International Radio 1.
No new trainers. Great record. Let there be love.
Let there be love.
It's out this week. It should chart on Sunday.
Let there be love.
JK and Joel will have the new chart this weekend, Sunday at 4.
Let there be love.
Number one, do you reckon? I don't know what the rumors are.
But it should be.
So apparently you've got some free trainers coming, is that right, Dave?
I want to talk about it.
Oh, what
is is Diddy going to make some of the special built-up sole for your gimpy feet?
Yep, and then he'll also give me some really expensive free trainers, Dave, to go with my free shirts and free jeans. That's right, I'm going to be free Diddy. That's going to be my name, my friend. Free Diddy. And you're going to be free Diddy. Don't get upset, Dave. You went to the Knicks game last night and had a whale of a time, didn't you?
I did. It was interesting.
Yeah, but you left before the end, didn't you?
We had to get back.
Tell us about it. How was the game last night?
It was good. It's different American sport to sport in the UK. It's, how can you say?
Boring?
No, not boring. Just different.
Right.
A lot more family orientated.
Right.
And doesn't have the same sort of passion and vocal, you know,
group
style.
Right.
But it was interesting. We couldn't, sadly, you know, stay till the end because we had to get back because we had to go to sleep.
Right.
But when we left, the Chicago Bulls were winning.
Yeah.
58-50, I think, at halftime or after the second quarter, which is halftime.
And who won?
New York Knicks, 109-101.
Ah, well done, Dave.
I checked that on the internet when I came in this morning.
You're very clever, even though we had a sport guy say it twice on the during the show.
Yeah, but it was interesting. We got looked after very well, and we had nice seats.
Take any pictures?
No. Oh, outside we did.
Right.
Yeah, there's a picture of me outside the Madison Square Gardens, which is a tremendous venue.
That's great.
And we had nice steak as well.
We went to see the first ever screening in the world of King Kong.
So I believe.
Just after Reese and I received news about our free sneakers, as they say here in the States, we then sat and ate free popcorn and drank free cola and watched a free movie. It was brilliant.
Yeah.
I didn't drink my free water because it rolled all the way down to the front, which is quite annoying. Anyway.
They love to whoop and holler in the American cinemas.
That was so weird.
They do a little gag and you just hear all these people, Yanks going, oh, yeah, man. Shut up. It's not even funny.
But when the film started, they were all whooping as well.
Woo, 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 woo. And there's a fight scene halfway through. They applauded afterwards. And you just want to go, shut up.
It was a good scene.
There was no booing.
It was weird. Yeah.
Jack Black is in the film. We're going to interview him today, this afternoon, later on this afternoon. Bearing in mind, we're 5 hours behind you. So think of us, won't you? 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8:30 tonight, be thinking of us because we'll be sitting down with Jack Black in a hotel somewhere. He'll be very. And I've got to be honest, I don't know what way. It could go either way, this interview with Jack Black. I'm getting tired. Dave's getting tired. He'll probably be tired. Who knows? If he starts off, though, with. Do you want some free trainers? I've got to be honest, we could be on a winner.
I'm not sure of what I see. You get don't work for me.
8:52.
Are you telling me to see the sign? She's looking in my eyes. Losing word again.
Do you know what? You're absolutely right. I completely forgot.
Mm.
How could I forget you, Alad?
No.
I'm so sorry. We haven't done Alad's package yet. So we need to do this now, and then we'll play, because I was thinking you love that record.
I do, obviously I do.
How was that? Somebody coming in with a couple of trays.
I love my American sport as well.
Right, is this going to be another in-depth feature about American sport? Absolutely. With the same in-depth knowledge that you've had on all of the other subjects this week?
Absolutely.
I can hardly wait then.
Howdy, sports fans. You join me in the third quarter in the middle of the defense, and I'm hoping I'm going to bag me a homer, whatever that means. Yep, you guessed it. Today, I'm going to be teaching you about US sport, the sort of games they play right here in the good old US of A. Now, sport has never really been my forte, but I'm willing to learn. So here's my brief overview of the national games that are played in this country. I've already learned that football isn't really football, because the hunky beefcakes over here are dressed in shoulder pads, tight little trousers that show off their buns, and they've got multicoloured helmets, which I guess are for their protection. The ball is a funny shape, and instead of just kicking it with their feet, they're allowed to pick it up with their hands, which even I know isn't allowed back home, because you end up getting an offside or something. They're also really big on basketball over here, with big being the operative word. Some of the fellas who play this game are like 10 feet tall or something. I'm talking big men in small shorts, and with ringside seats like I had. Do you know, I quite enjoyed it. Couldn't tell you who won though. Come on, you big guys. Now, when I was a young boy growing up in Wales, we used to have a game called Rounders, which they also play over here, except they call it baseball. We just used to play it in the park for fun, but over here, it's taken really seriously. And they have like a league and everything, and huge pitches where hundreds of people come to eat hot dogs and watch their favourite pitchers score a homie run. Yeah! Crikey, it is exciting. And once again, they do have grey little uniforms. Yeah! If you're coming over here as an ordinary tourist and want to see some sports, you're going to need to get yourself some tickets, which I guess you get from the ticket office or somewhere. I never bothered because I've got a special media pass that gets me to the best seats and all the best events for free. But if you're just a normal person, you're going to need to queue or ring up or something. So, depending on what you fancy, check the local press for details. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is my guide to watching sports in the US. I hope it helped. And don't forget, if you need any more information, why not send off for a free pamphlet or something? I'm off down the meatpacking district, so until tomorrow, sayonara. Chris Moore, your show, live from New York
City, International Radio 1. How's that media pass work out for you last night at the screening of King Kong?
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I bet you did. Me, Mamacita, have you ever flown on G5 from London to Ibiza? You gotta have Peyton, you'll have Sundays with Chiquitas, you'll see Venus and Serena in the Wimbledon arena. It's not an arena, it's a court, I think if I do your research. Don't be gonna be foolish, you don't know what you're doing. Yeah, free trade. You don't know what you lost until you're gone. What's Isaac your co-host? Hello, Alice Reese. I'm 11. Can I get that remix there, Dave?
I've been robbed.
Yeah, have you ever? Snoop Dogg, Justin Timberlake, the other fellow in Science at Radio 1. Oh, yeah. It's almost 9 o'clock already, man.
I'm a size 9, by the way.
Yeah, whatever.
UK 9.
Right, Genius Link then. How do you get to today's Genius from yesterday's Sugar Hill Gang and Rapper's Delight?
Rapper's Delight was released in 1979, the same year that Gimme 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 was a big hit for ABBA. ABBA are from Sweden, as is Ulrika Jonsson. Ulrika Jonsson has met Sven-Göran Eriksson. Sven-Göran Eriksson's number two is called Tord. Tord rhymes with board, which is what you would use to play a game of chess. Chess is the name of a musical and a film, the soundtrack to which features the 1984 hit One Night in Bangkok by Murray Head. Head and Shoulders is a type of shampoo. Shampoo the Band had a 1994 hit with Trouble, which is also a song title used recently by Coldplay. Coldplay's Chris Martin shares the same surname as Marilyn Martin, who duetted on the top five hit Separate Lives with Phil Collins. Phil Collins is from England, as is Michael Caine. Michael Caine starred in the film Zulu, and if you remove the first letter of the word Zulu, you get Yulu, which is a small venue in London where New York band The Strokes played on Tuesday, which, as we all know, is the night before last night, which links us cleverly to The Strokes and last night.
The night before last night?
Yeah, Tuesday.
The night before last night!
Tuesday, they played at Yulu.
Right, Yulu.
Zulu.
I'm with you. Thank you, Lou.
Thank you.
Right, it's 9 o'clock. Here comes Nice and Loud. Strokes at Radio 1, and last night, how was that for you, Dave?
Very nice, thank you very much.
But was it seamless?
Seamless link.
Sure.
And also, additional information time, you'll be able to hear the Strokes gig
brilliant.
In its entirety on Monday's Lamac Live from 9 p.m.
That's great, lovely.
And
yeah,
you can see the entire gig online if you press red on Freeview on any BBC channel.
6 months, Reese. What?
From next week.
Brilliant. It says from now.
Six months, Reese. £100. Hello, ladies. Goodbye. Don't forget, by the way, the daily podcast of the show while we're out here in New York. You can download it at Radio 1
online,
or you can download it from any of your suppliers. And, you know, if you subscribe to Best of Moyles on the Alphabet, letter of the Alphabet Tunes music store, then you automatically get it as well. Which, because I've got the first couple. I logged on the other day.
Have you?
Yeah. I haven't listened, though, because I've done the show.
Mm.
So I really know what's on there, to be quite honest. It's really for people who haven't listened. Or if you want to hear it again, great. So there you go. So download that as a daily podcast. And then, so what do we do Thursday tonight?
Tonight? What do you mean, sorry?
The weekly podcast that is always there.
We're also going to do a weekly.
And what will be in that?
The best of the best of.
Brilliant. Well, the best of New York or the best of...
Yes, best of New York.
Right, okay.
Does that mean you just cobble together Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday?
And compress.
No, I wouldn't say cobble.
It's
compile
it's
was the word you were looking for.
Highly sorry. Crafted.
Anyway, it's half time of the show. It's a bit where Dave will now say,
let's get ready to rumble. Alan, you're a dead man.
Beautiful, well done, Alan. How was that for you, Dave?
How was it?
Yeah.
Seamless.
Yeah. Dave, who's your mate?
Who's what, mate?
Who's your mate? That's it.
This is our competition winner, Helen.
Hey! How are you?
I'm fine, how are you?
I'm all right, yeah. Let's go shopping, come on along. Welcome to New York.
It's nice to be here, thank you.
It's nice that you can be here.
Thank you.
Everything all right then?
Everything's been fine. So nice flight, just tired.
Yeah, well, sure. So what time did you wake up on Wednesday morning?
I got up about 6 o'clock yesterday morning.
6 o'clock yesterday morning. So, and then you won the competition.
Yes.
Packed.
My friend Anna packed.
Bless her.
Yes.
In the hope that you bring her?
No. Right. She knew she wasn't coming.
Oh, what a diff. I would have done it. She's like your little slave.
Yes.
And then you, what, got on the train?
Yeah, well, I had to drive back from Liverpool to Manchester, collect Danielle, and then we got the train from Manchester.
Hang on, you had to pick Danielle up. She's done nothing for this trip, and then she wants picking up.
Well, you know, I had to collect her.
Why?
She was coming with me.
So I want to go shopping. Want to go Saks and all that. Bloomberries and all them shops. Get some proper gear. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. None of this, you know, crap stuff. Let's get the real stuff. Is that right? Something like that?
I don't talk like that.
No, that's your mate.
All right. Yeah.
I don't talk like that.
Yeah, I don't care to go. And so then you down to London?
Yes, got down to London, and we met Joss at Paddington.
I'm sorry about that.
Oh, she's been lovely. She's taken care of us ever since.
Hiya, Joss.
Morning, everybody.
Welcome
morning.
To New York,
hello,
Jocelyn.
Thank you very much. Nice to see you all.
And I see that already, Jocelyn, you're wearing an NYU, some kind of New York
I want to fit in, yeah.
You want to what?
I want to fit in.
Right.
So, you know, my accent's a little bit more there than most people.
You need to swear a bit more. Not now, obviously.
You dork. And now...
She's right,
talking baloney.
Yeah, isn't she? You're talking a load of pepperoni, my love.
Bring it on.
Okay, yeah. She's weird out already. So, you on scale of 1 to 10, how tired are you?
Very, very tired. I'd be 11.
11.
I'm bless struggling you. To keep my eyes open.
So am I.
Well, and good good luck in that hotel you're in, trying to get some sleep. Woo, with all them rats. It's a joke. They're not rats. They're like big they're fleas, like, aren't they? Really?
Halfway between a flea and a gerbil.
Yeah. No, you'll be fine. It's
I've not seen
joke.
Any yet, so.
No. You've been to the hotel yet?
Yes, we have.
All right?
Yes, it's
cool. Cool, okay, we'll do it.
A flea and a gerbil. What would that be, Dave?
Hey, a flerbal!
Oh, at we this need
point,
to sleep.
At this point, I think it's proof that we do need to go to bed soon. Not together, obviously. That'd be wrong.
There you go. Timing and everything.
No flerbal.
Well, listen, have a good time. I saw the King Kong movie last night, which you're going to the world premiere of.
Very excited.
On Monday. Yeah.
And then...
Do you know what happens? Do you know what it's about, King Kong?
A big gorilla.
It's a big monkey. Mm.
A big gorilla.
Yeah, it's a big monkey who gets angry because he runs out of bananas. And so it kills everybody in America.
Not a very happy film, then.
No, it's great. I just said it kills everybody. No, it's a great movie.
You need to go to the loo beforehand, though, because it's so long.
Yeah.
That's what I advise you.
Make sure you're all weed out, right? Okay. Make sure you got your popcorn and your drink. Make sure you're nice and comfy. Have your coat rolled up or over you, as Rachel did, because you got cold halfway through.
And also to hide behind, because there's some scary bits in it.
Is it longer than Harry Potter?
Yes.
Yes.
Would I have fallen asleep, then?
Yes. But to be honest, Dave, if it was half an hour, you would have fallen asleep. You would have done that. Anyway, welcome to New York City.
It's lovely to
have a great time.
Thank you very much.
Enjoy that jet lag, which will kick in about tomorrow.
Oh, it's already there, I think.
Oh, no. You wait until you've woken up. Give it about an hour, and then it hits you like a truck.
Great.
Are you in New York?
It doesn't matter. Who cares about jet lag?
And listen, just anything you want to buy for us as a thank you present, that's fine.
I mean, I'm a size 9, by the way.
Don't bother getting me trainers. I've already got a free pack coming. But maybe something like a jacket or, a suit. Something like that.
Don't buy Reese anything.
I'll keep my eyes open.
Yeah, well, too. You're struggling now, though, aren't you?
You get 6 I Heart New York t-shirts for $10.
Yeah, don't ruin it. That'll be next week's prizes on Cap by Catchphrase.
I thought about that already.
I know. That's, you know, how much is it? 6 t-shirts for?
For $10?
Yeah.
Some places it's 4 t-shirts, but I found 6.
Well, that's, you and bargains. Go hand in hand. Well, anyway, have a good time.
Thank you very much.
And just stay away from Reese.
Okay. Can he not say hello, ladies, for? I've been waiting since yesterday morning.
Why?
For
yeah, but you know why? What? Well, I don't want to get all over excited. Are you single?
No.
Right. Okay. So you have a man.
Yes.
Okay, that's fine. Then, if you ask him nicely. And I mean, so when you come over and do hello, ladies, fathers. I love your sexy voice.
Oh, look at it.
Hello, ladies.
There you go. It's beautiful. Rachel.
The lines aren't open for car park catchphrase, so don't call 08700 100 100. You don't need to be in a car or know your catchphrases or be in a car park today because we're not playing it because we're in New York. So don't call in, basically. Thank you.
Oh, you missed your cue again.
I can't tell because I've got a timer.
You do.
I always watch
the same bit of music every day.
But I always watch it on the time when we're in London.
It's always thank you. Like that.
Oh, I'll get it right tomorrow.
Going home tomorrow.
Exactly.
No, we're not.
Hello, ladies. I love it when it starts like that. Don't you think he's got a dead sexy voice? Like I've got. It's dead sexy, don't you think? Hello, New York. Can I have an hot dog, please? Mother Hubbard. Anyway, I'm feeling that track. I'm down with my hot flavours. Damian Marley and the Master has come back. Hopefully, to turn your microphone off.
You think it's alright, that?
Really?
Yeah.
It's awful.
See ya. You're not into your reggae, though, are you?
I hate reggae.
The album's quite good.
Although, I do like Sean Ball. I just don't feel in that.
Probably a grower.
Alan, help me out.
Yeah, I'm not feeling that one either.
Got a surprise for everybody. Has anybody got their headphones on?
Yeah.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
This is beautiful. You wait. Your faces are going to be a picture. Ready?
Yeah.
Hit it.
Hey, hi, my British cousins. This is Cousin Breezy, the boy from New York City. I'm here on the Chris Moyle Show on BBC Radio 1.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's right.
When did you get that?
We got it yesterday. How cool is that?
That's tremendous.
Are you impressed?
Oh, hugely. What?
Cousin Brucey?
Hey, Dave, look at me. I'm talking to you. This is Cousin Brucey. Dave, that tedious link was absolute rubbish. Or as we say in New York, that was ridiculous.
There you go.
You like that? A little bit like Huggy Bear there.
No, it doesn't sound like Huggy Bear.
It's going a bit wobbly.
Don't worry, Dave. We've got all angles covered.
Hey, Cousin Dave. This is your Cousin Brucey from New York City. No, don't get scared. That tedious link was absolutely fabulous. You're great. You are special.
Yeah. He certainly is special, Dave.
He's not my cousin.
We did everything.
Hi, everybody. This is your Cousin Brucey. Whenever I'm in the UK, I listen to the Chris Moyle Show right here on BBC Radio 1.
I don't have any family called Bruce or Brucey.
Hi, everybody. This is Cousin Brucey. I'm coming to you from New York City on the Chris Moyle Show right here on BBC Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Brilliant.
Lovely.
Isn't he great?
Hi, everybody. This is Cousin Brucey. I'm coming to
you. Yeah.
So did Technical Joe sort them out, did he?
Technical Joe sorted them out for his year as a little treat. Good movie!
Oh, and don't forget the other thing later that Technical Joe sorted out.
What?
The singers.
Oh, yeah, that's another great treat for everybody. You wait till you hear that. I'll save it till after the news with Dominic and Carrie.
Because
hang on a second, he wants to say something else.
Hey, hi, my British cousins. Yep. This is Cousin Brucey, the boy from New York City.
Yep.
I'm here on the Chris Moyle Show on BBC Radio 1.
There you go. So you were saying?
Reese is looking
forward. Hey, Dave, look at me. I'm talking to you. This is Cousin Brucey. Dave.
It's just enough, isn't it? It's not irritating. It's
Hey, Dave, look at me. I'm talking to you. This is Cousin Brucey. Dave.
Not my cousin.
Hey, Cousin Dave.
No, I told you we're not related.
Hey, Cousin Dave.
What?
Hi, everybody. This is Cousin Brucey. I'm coming to you from New York City on the Chris Moyle Show right here on BBC Radio 1.
Right here.
Oh, Dave.
Hey, Cousin Dave.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, it's a great sound of the Foo Fighters right here on Radio 1. You love the Foo Fighters, don't you?
I do love
Cousin Dave.
Jim again. Do you know?
What?
I'm irritated by him already.
Right. Hey, Dave, look at me. I'm talking to you. This is Cousin Brucey. Dave.
I don't know whether I'm
hey, Cousin Dave.
More intolerant here because of the funny hours.
Hey, hi, my British cousins. This is Cousin Brucey, the boy from New York City.
Right.
I'm here on the Chris Moyle Show on BBC Radio 1.
Yeah.
Brilliant. You gotta love him. He's a legend. I want everybody in the UK today to say to somebody at work, college, uni, wherever you are, when it's go right up to, it doesn't matter what their name is, go right up to them, out of the blue, right in their face and go,
hey, Cousin Dave.
That's all I want you to do.
And then run.
Yep. Hey, Cousin Dave.
Hey, Cousin Dave.
Brilliant. You know?
So when are you going to meet this legend then?
I don't know. He's in today, isn't he?
No.
No, is he not? I thought he was in Thursdays.
No, but you missed him now. He's works all day today.
Oh, Joe, we've missed him.
Sorry.
I thought he's in 3 days a week.
I think he's in
tomorrow. Well,
might be Friday.
I can't believe we've missed him.
Hey, Cousin Dave.
Well, Dave, I've got a surprise for you.
He's not here, is he?
Yeah, Joe. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome in the flesh, Cousin Brucey.
Hey, Cousin Dave.
God, you didn't believe you anyway.
Yeah, you did. Your face dropped like a sack of spuds. Oh, man. Right. 9:26 at Radio 1.
Put your lighters up, New Jersey. Yeah. Put your lighters up, Boston. Put your lighters up,
Seymour.
Keep putting your lighters up, Miami. Put your lighters up.
Do you have a... Why are you laughing?
Because I was just remembering your, put your lighters up, your airship analogy. Was it? Put your lighters up unless you work in an airship.
Yeah. That makes sense. Do you ever think Dave Hoop Dog, from online...
H00OPER.
Just take a look at him now, Alan. Do you think he spent much time in on their radio studio? Could he be more in front of that clock? The only thing I need to look at on the wall is the clock, and he stands right in front of it. Oh, by the way, miracle happened today in New York.
Uh-huh.
Dave, tell everybody the miracle.
they found my wallet and returned it.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Thank you.
That's right. They found his wallet and returned it.
So how
the most honest cab driver in New York City we found.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Do you know what? I'm going to say.
Are you going to get your money back now then?
He won't get his money back. Where's the money in it?
There was no money in it at the time I lost it.
Oh, right, okay. So hang on a second. All this panic over a wallet with no money in.
It's got his Blockbuster video card in
What's
there?
All the fuss about, Hoops?
My Underground card was in it, which I forgot about.
A what card?
My London Underground card.
Right.
Was in it, so I was quite pleased to get that back.
Of course.
As a bonus.
Can I just say, Joe Graham, there's somebody on That's Life that has the same voice as David Hooper. Do you know the one I mean?
Esther Anson.
He used to do continuity on Five.
No, there is.
Can you just say, coming up next on Five, more brain teaser?
Coming up next on Five, more brain teaser.
He did it. What? Do you know what I mean? Yeah. What's his name? Someone help me out on the text. He does.
Phone Joel will go.
Can you go, this letter comes in about British gas?
This letter comes in about British gas.
It is. It is.
I know the one you mean.
Oh, do you know, people were now texting.
Esther.
Not Esther.
Not Esther. It's not Esther. It's,
And Channel 5, did you say?
Bill Buckley.
Bill Buckley! Oh. That's it, because and I think he works for a BBC local.
Yeah.
Sorry, a regional centre. I believe that is the PC phrase. Can you say this is BBC Three Counties Radio?
This is BBC Three Counties Radio.
It is! It's Bill Buckley!
B to the UCKLEY.
Bill Buckley's recipes.
Right, okay. I don't know what that means. Don't worry about it.
Is it time for the news?
Yes, it is. It's time. Well, it's time for the news in a second, Rachel.
Okay.
You know?
Hey, Cousin Dave!
Are you not enjoying your Cousin Brucey liners?
I just don't appreciate his legendary status in the same way that you do.
Dave, you better watch it.
Because when I was a child...
Watch yourself, Cousin Dave. I heard all about
you. I was out riding my bike and stuff, not listening to US Air Chess.
Dave, you better watch it. Watch yourself, Cousin Dave. I heard all about
it. I wasn't
you.
In my bedroom pretending to be a DJ.
Cousin Dave!
I know. That's why
I played football, I rode on my BMX, you know, all sorts of things, like most normal kids.
Yeah. That's true. That's why I'm on Six Figures. Anyway. Who's laughing now, poor boy? I might even throw my free traders at you.
Yeah.
Right, coming up, more Cousin Brucey, just for Dave. And your chance to win a Rally Grifter, which apparently is a bike. That was just a lie. Gorillaz play in a second, and we've got a very special treat for everybody after we get some news. It's 9:33.
5 day
New York.
On one it's 5 day on One Road Travel, and it's the A90, which we've already heard is P. Diddy's favourite road. There are some delays southbound at the B981 junction, that's near the 4th Road Bridge. Have a nice Thursday, especially you,
Cousin Dave.
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 One Road Travel,
it's now 9:37.
Dave, you better watch it. Watch yourself, Cousin Dave. I heard all about you. Here we go.
Dave, even though you're thousands of miles away, I can picture your face. And it's a picture.
It's a face that's ready for bed.
Anyway, so, Gabby Cabby time telling us where we're going to go today, Dave.
Brilliant.
Okay, you ready?
Yep.
Here we go.
Dave, you better watch it.
We're going to Cousin Brucey's house.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, it's a Brucey bonus.
Yeah.
Are you joking? You ready?
Yep.
Okay.
Chris and the team, this is the Gabby Cabby, and for your last day, attention all shoppers, we're going to be going to the shopping places. God. Well, it's not only the stores and the shops that are here all year round, you're going to get to see all the Christmas decorations. Yeah. And let me tell you, money can't buy happiness, but it sure can buy decorations.
I've got to be honest, I don't fancy that.
I hate shopping.
I fancy going off with Dave and finding a bar.
Mm. That sounds great. Beer shopping.
Yeah.
That sounds great to me, Rach.
We could do both.
Well, I'm not sure about the we. Mm. I'm thinking you do the shopping and Dave and I do the boozing.
Actually, if I give you a list, can you get me some stuff?
Yeah,
no.
Sorry?
Can you just get us some bits and
You've
bobs?
Already got pants and socks. You're okay.
No, I know, but I just need some presents buying for friends and family.
I can't do that.
Of course you can.
Dumb and carry?
No, not that. No, friends and family.
Sorry.
Not colleagues.
What's wrong with you? See, Dominic can carry every day. Well, what do I want to buy presents?
Do you need anything, Dom?
Say again?
Do you need anything? Yeah,
just expensive gifts.
Body silk.
We've seen some very stylish things for your new baby daughter.
Have you?
I Heart New York on it.
It's true.
Oh, some of those would be
baby
lovely.
Baby grows hats.
Brilliant.
Mittens.
Yeah.
Not at all.
There's a really, really cute baby's bib which says, "Welcome to New York, Duck, Mother Hubbard." With a, I think for your child, that'd look brilliant.
That's suitable, isn't it, when we visit the grandparents? That'd be lovely.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. There's another one, you know, what's the other one? I'm not 40, I'm 18 with 22 years experience. Is that what it is?
Something like that.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not a ball patch. It's a solar power for a sex machine t-shirt.
Waffle
nice. That's
yeah, we'll see one of them. And I'm with Stupid, which we can wear. Carrie can wear when she's reading the sports, sitting next to Dominic.
Thank you very much.
And so you can get them personalised. I'm with Egghead. I'm with the man who has an egg for a head. I'm with the Egghead man. Cuckoo, ca-choo, cuckoo, ca-choo.
That's the walrus.
Well, whatever.
Cuckoo, ca-choo. Up
Dom and I are going to go and find ourselves a diner today for lunch. So
a diner?
Yeah.
There's one out on the A40, isn't it?
There is, yeah. Silver Place next to the BP garage.
We might go there, visit it.
Starving Marvin's.
Yeah, it is Starving Marvin's.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Right. Go there.
It's by a big fun pub as well.
Brilliant.
Do you know the one in, do you know the American diner that they have in When Harry Met Sally?
Yeah.
Mm.
It's not that one.
Okay.
But it's a lot nearer.
It's opposite the that big famous building.
Hoover Building.
Yeah, that's why I wasn't going to say the name of it.
Oh, sorry.
Idiot.
Why? In case somebody suddenly goes, I need to go and buy Hoover.
I don't want to advertise
it. You can't buy Hoovers in the Hoover building. It's Tesco's.
Every little helps.
Well, you know. And if I don't get my free trainers from Tesco's now... I need to say happy birthday to Danielle's dad, because she hasn't bought him a present.
I have.
What did you... Did you know... Did you know... You bought
your dad
a PlayStation game.
Yeah, cool.
Is he not got a job?
Yeah.
All right. What? No, I just. No, all it was, you know. How old is your dad?
36. I might be wrong. So
36.
How old are you?
I'm 21.
21?
Yeah.
And he's 36.
He was 15 when he.
No, don't ask questions. Cause...
No, I won't.
He's 15. That's younger than you, Reese.
It's also illegal, so should we move on?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Oh, look at that, 9:42 in the UK.
Oh, when you look at the time.
What was your surprise for everybody, Chris?
Hey, we've just had it. Hey, the fact that her dad was 15? That was a surprise and a half.
Oh, dear me. Anyway, Danielle would like to say happy birthday, Dad, to Warren. I won't read out the surname. There might still be some legal proceedings. And you're gonna miss the birthday celebrations, aren't you?
Yeah.
Apparently, they're all going upstairs to McDonald's, so it should be a right old treat.
Right, play a record.
Oh, no, I've got the treat to play. Right, I've got to... Right, listen, Dominic, how surreal is this, OK?
Very. Oh, I haven't heard it yet, but that last bit was very...
From one extreme to the other, Joe comes into the building yesterday,
yeah.
And he obviously meets Cousin Brucey.
Dave, you better watch it.
Right, OK, so yeah. He meets him. He also then sees a load of blokes in one of the big studios, one of the session studios, and finds out that it's New York City's gay male voice choir.
Right.
And so Joe decides it would be a great idea to go in and ask them to sing some jingles for us. So
superb.
We have some jingles.
Brilliant.
From New York City's gay male voice choir. Are you ready?
Yes.
Ready.
Instead of like, it's like four puffs on a piano, but more like...
It's like 16 puffs and a keyboard.
Yeah.
Here NYC's gay men's chorus, la 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 la. Christmas is the DJ for us, la 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 la. Rachel, Dave and Chris and Alan, BBC's program that makes us proud. Make a Christmas merry, merry, tune in to Chris M on Radio 1.
How's that, Dominic?
That's beautiful.
Beautiful, loved it.
You gotta love that. New York City's gay male choir.
You're the one for
chorus.
Them.
Chorus.
There you go.
It's the gay male chorus. And they really reach all the high notes as well. Anyway, lovely. Dominic?
Yeah?
Speak to you tomorrow.
Bye.
Carrie?
Yeah?
Speak to you tomorrow.
Bye.
Dave?
What? Dave, you better watch. Watch yourself, Cousin Dave. I heard all about you. Here we go.
Katie Tunstall and Under the Weather on Radio 1, and played it for Danielle's family, who have disowned her after her revelations on national radio. We're going to now ruin Helen's life and say hi to her boyfriend and just let you know I'm going to sleep with her after the show. Right, it's 9 minutes to ten.
I'm only joking. You'll
go for breakfast.
Yeah, I'll have breakfast first.
Oh, dear.
Not on an empty stomach.
Oh, honey. Well, wherever you... No, don't! Right, Helen Love? Yeah, that's waving on the radio. Oh, dear.
We're tired,
aren't
we? How
many shows left?
One. Well, I don't know. Ben hasn't rung yet. It could be it. But not for me. At least let me do tomorrow. The free trainers haven't turned up yet, Reese, have they? Let's say. Oh, dear. Anybody else want to say hello to any members of their family?
Yeah, my mum and dad.
Yeah, what have they been doing?
They're travelling down to London today.
Yeah, that's right, they're smuggling drugs, everybody.
They're going to see Strictly Come Dancing at the weekend.
Well, do you know what? I know what I'd rather do. I'd rather watch Strictly Come Dancing.
I enjoy that programme.
Well, so yeah, you would. It's for old women.
Bless you.
And it's not for old women. Strictly, I like it.
Strictly Come Dancing is for old people
no,
and women.
Not.
Yes, it is.
My dad likes it.
Alan,
as well.
How old are you?
29.
Do you watch Strictly Come Dancing?
No.
No, there you go. Dave, how old are you?
29.
Do you watch Strictly Come Dancing?
No.
How old are you, Hoop Dog?
I'm 29.
Do you watch Strictly Come Dancing?
No, my mum does.
Right, there you go, see? Thank you, Bill Buckley. Joe Graham, how old are you telling people you are? 29?
25.
Do you watch Strictly Come Dancing?
Absolutely not.
There you go, see?
It's rubbish.
It's nice you're supporting the BBC
I wouldn't say it's
there.
Rubbish.
Jocelyn, do you watch Strictly Come Dancing?
I do watch Strictly Come Dancing.
She's female, you see? Yeah. Proving our point.
Girls and oldies, then.
Reese, do you watch Strictly Come Dancing?
No.
See?
You liar.
I don't watch it live. I video it. And I watch it on Sunday, just after the championship highlights.
Anyway, morning to my mum and dad.
Do I say hello to your mum and dad, Alan? Or are you not talking to
Can I say hello to my sister?
What, are you talking to her at the moment?
She's on the... Yeah, talking at the moment. She's on her way to London as well.
Oh.
Oh, I've got someone else as well. Morning to my cousin Katie, who's going to join us tomorrow.
Oh.
Here.
Oh, God, Katie.
Seriously,
Katie.
All week.
Yeah, I can't...
God. She's British.
Why don't you just move in with her and have it, or, you know, and end of sentence.
Play a record.
Have it over and done with is what I was meant to say, but you know what I mean.
No, because then I couldn't spend time with you
Katie,
guys.
My cousin Katie. I bet she never talks about you. I bet she never talks about you.
All the time.
My cousin Rachel.
Well, you're going to see her tonight.
I've got news for you.
We're going out.
I'm not. Reese has organised a very important boys' meeting at the gentlemen's club around the corner called Lace. Apparently, we had to go and see Angel, who's a big fan of the show and wants me to tell stories about Cousin Brucey. Oh, dear. Well, is it Lace? No.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want to come, Alan?
Nah.
You would love it.
Would I?
Yeah.
Not again.
Yeah, you go. Okay. Do you want to hear today's phrase from the Gabby Cabby?
Yeah.
All right, okay. Today's phrase from Mr. Gabby Cabby is...
The phrase for today, if you want to be a real New Yorker,
yep.
Is to scream at the top of your lungs, go back where you came from. Oh. Go back where you came from.
Alan, try that.
Go back where you came from.
I like that. That sounds very good. Everybody after three, one, two, three.
Go back where you came from.
There you go. Slightly racist, depends on who you say it to. So just be careful, obviously. If you say it to Reese, he'll be like, North Star, I'm from Yorkshire out here, and you're likely to get a slap. So just be very careful. Joe, where were you born?
Spain.
Spain. Dave, where were you born?
Hong Kong.
Yeah, again, choose them wisely, really do. And where were you born?
Wales.
That's fine. Sorry to be in jet black today. He's been on with Colin Nedith, hasn't he?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Colin was saying to me before I went away, he went, it'll be a dream, don't worry about it.
I hope it's not the other night dream, that was really weird.
Hey!
Uncle John in it.
Did anyone think that Colin, the guy in the film, looked like Colin Murray?
What, the fellow with the big nose?
Yes.
Yeah.
With the bigger nose.
All the way through the film, I kept thinking
Colin doesn't
Murray.
Have a big nose.
No, not Colin, the guy in the movie. What was his name? Anyway.
Speaking of weird dreams, you had a weird dream the other night, didn't you? Let's not go there.
Was that the one that I was in with the cold bunker? Can we talk about that or not?
Helen, it's not too late. You can always go home today if you want. I'm here. I'm all right. I'm having a whale on the time. Sorry. Exactly. Sorry. Top one, nice one. Right, so Zane Lowe's on tonight at 7 o'clock. You can hear another live track from the Strokes set. Scott Mills, what are you doing now?
I'm trying to stop it.
So you're clumbering around like a baby elephant with clogs on?
I was trying to stop it.
Stop sorry. What?
The printer started and it's very noisy.
Who started printing?
Me, sorry.
Clump her, will you?
There you go.
Anyway, Scott Mills is back at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Colin Nedith. Switch it off! What are you doing?
I didn't print. I think it stops it.
Print your end in a minute, and that doesn't even mean anything, for God's sake. Right, apparently Joe Wylie's going to be announcing their guests for December in this morning's show, and apparently they're huge. I bet it's them two fat fellas from G4. We're back for our last show in New York tomorrow morning. Have a great day!